Friends, so far in import, we have seen import guidelines and import regulations also, and various type of import licenses, non-licensed import, then merchanting trade, and so many other things we have seen. Now, to handle the import, we have to start right now from the other two or three chapters, which includes financing of import also. Okay, so there are various instruments in financing the import, but one important aspect of financing import is a documentary credit, and that documentary credit we popularly called as LC, or letter of credit. So, letter of credit, LC, and documentary credit are one and the same. And this is one of the methods of financing the import. And it has got a wide publicity, and almost 90% of the financing of import happens through the documentary credit part only, and few others are coming under other means of financing. With this small note, I myself will try to explain you what is this documentary credit or letter of credit means, because this is very, very good instrument, and it gives the comfort to the buyer of the goods and the seller of the good also. So, intermediary bank role and responsibility is increased. Under these circumstances, each and every word which is used in letter of credit or LC or documentary credit is very, very important. Slight variation in word or reading may reject, document may be getting rejected and payment will not be forthcoming. So, this is very sensitive, important, and very widely used instrument that is called documentary credit. I have structured for explaining you this chapter in such a manner that you will understand the full gamut of the letter of credit. Right from the definition of the letter of credit, some brief about the letter of credit, then policy provisions, then method of financing import, import letter of credit particularly, and parties to the letter of credit, and types of letters of credit. Let us see one by one. The letter of credit, when I mention letter of credit or documentary credit, it is also called as documentary credit, and in short it is called LC. LC means letter of credit, okay? So, this is a payment mechanism which is used in international trade to provide an economic guarantee. This is nothing but it is an economic guarantee from a creditworthy bank. I use the word creditworthy bank, good bank, to an export of goods. Okay, so letter of credit are used extensively financing the international trade. When reliability of contracting the party cannot be readily or easily established, then in that case, letter of credit came into existence. So, the letter of credit is an important payment method in international trade. Okay, it is particularly useful where the buyer and seller may not knowing each other personally, and they are separated by the distance, different laws, different countries, different trading customs and practices, different regulations. Under such situation, letter of credit came into existence for the smooth buy and sale of the goods. No doubt, it is a primary method of international trade to mitigate the risk of the seller of the goods. When he provides the goods to the buyer on different terms. Under letter of credit, it will be ensured that seller is paid on presentation of certain this credit complied document as mentioned in the letter of credit, which is specifying the contract, which are specified in the contract between the buyer and the seller. Various methods of financing import are there, out of which first and primemost is a import letter of credit, which will be followed by buyer's credit and supplier's credit. Then it will be followed by forfeiting. Then it will be followed by the counter trade, which we have already discussed, but still reference is made, and international leasing. These are some of the methods of financing the import, right? Now, since 90% of the trade of the import is happening through the import letter of credit, particularly when finance is involved, then in that case, it is very good opportunity for us to understand what is this letter of credit and how it functions. So letter of credit is nothing but it is an agreement. It is an agreement whereby the bank, that is issuing bank, importer's bank, acting at the request of the importer, undertakes to pay, that bank undertakes to pay to the third party by giving a date according to the agreed stipulation and against the presentation of specified documents, the counter value of the goods or services which are dispatched, supplied, rendered or otherwise. So, this definition can put it in a simple way. See the bullet points. Letter of credit is nothing but a letter of credit is nothing but a written assurance of the bank, the issuing bank, given to the seller, that is the beneficiary, on instruction from the buyer, that is importer, to effect the payment, that is by making the payment or by accepting and negotiating the bill of exchange up to a stated sum of money, that is amount is mentioned in the letter of credit, provided, this is very important, provided the seller present the specified document. What is important in this? Documents are important in this. Documents are listed in the letter of credit. Same document without alteration of even spelling shall be submitted by the seller to his bank so as to smooth flow of the trade. If it is a clear cut, it is mentioned, then naturally responsibility of the seller increases. Perfectly as per the wording which is mentioned in the letter of credit, document has to be prepared, submit on or before the due date, given date, submit it to the buyer, buyer will scrutinize that, buyer's bank will scrutinize that, and if everything is fine, payment will be made without any discussion, without any question. If this is the beauty of this instrument, that is documentary credit or LC, then benefit of import letter of credit is, there are various benefits. The import letter of credit provides the comfort to both the buyer and the seller who are in the different countries. Import letter of credit also provides the comfort to the financing institutions. When resident in India and wants to import the goods into India, Well, resident merchant trader, known as intermediary, is purchasing the goods from one country for the sale to another country. Just now we have spoken about the merchanting trade for the purpose of merchant trade. And when Indian exporter who is an executing a contract abroad requires importing the goods from the third country to the country where he is executing the contract. Now, after understanding this, it is very interesting to see that how does the letter of credit works. It has to comply with the and go through certain stages. Facility has to be provided by the bankers to the importers of the import letter of credit. Therefore, first stage is sanction of limit. Sanction of limit. Second stage is the documentation. Third stage, application by the importer. Fourth stage, scrutiny of the letter of credit application by the bank. And within that, what they have to scrutinize, import trade control guidelines are followed or not, exchange control regulations are met or not, credit norms of RBI has been complied with or not, FDI and UCPDC provision has been complied or completed or not. Bank's internal policy and procedure and also practices has to be put in place, and establishment of the import letter of credit is then going to be smooth. Right? Now, having understood all these things, let us concentrate on actual content of the letter of credit, and let us understand now the parties who are involved in the import letter of credit in international trade. Parties involved in the international trade. Now, how many parties are there? There are many parties to the letter of credit. Okay? Now, number one is an applicant. Applicant is nothing but he is an importer. So, remember, letter of credit is always issued on behalf of importer by the bank. So, applicant is a one party on whose behalf the banks are issuing the letter of credit or documentary credit. Second, beneficiary, second party, beneficiary. Beneficiary in whose favor this letter of credit is issued. In whose favor this letter of credit is issued, and he is the person who will be selling the goods, supplying the goods. That means the party in whose favor the letter of credit is opened is none other than it is a beneficiary. So two parties we have seen. One is applicant, importer, beneficiary, supplier or exporter of the goods. Third one is issuing bank. The issuing bank is the banker of the importer or the buyer of the goods, who establishes the letter of credit. Okay, who opens the letter of credit, who prepares the letter of credit. Then advising bank. Advising bank is nothing but the bank which is situated in the country of the beneficiary, who will receive the letter of credit from the buyer's bank and hand it over to the beneficiary whose name is appearing in that letter of credit. That is called advising bank, right? Next one is a negotiating bank. Negotiating bank means the bank which is authorized by opening bank, that is LC issuing bank, buyer's bank, who has authorized one bank to negotiate for making the payment, to incur a deferred payment, undertaking to accept the draft, okay, or to negotiate. That is negotiating bank. This bank generally is located in the country of beneficiary. Country of beneficiary. Now, the reimbursing bank. The bank which is authorized to honor, bank which is authorized to honor reimbursement claim in the settlement of negotiation, payment, acceptance lodged by the claim which is lodged by the negotiating bank. This is the bank with which the issuing bank maintains an account. For example, just to explain what is this reimbursing bank. Reimbursing bank is nothing but a nostro bank. And nostro bank of LC opening, documentary credit opener's bank. The bank who opens the documentary credit, he has a foreign currency account maintained abroad. If it is dollar in USA, dollar account is maintained. And this dollar account maintaining bank is reimbursing bank. Reimbursing bank. So once the letter of credit is issued, then 5 days prior to the date of making the payment, the bank who issues the letter of credit instructs that bank, when you receive the claim from so and so bank, that is beneficiary's bank, claim on you, on behalf of us, you make the payment to them. You make the payment to them. But ensuring that bank, beneficiary's bank, 3 days prior to the due date, make the claim on you. Considering authorization given by the LC issuing bank and considering the claim received from the beneficiary bank, if the dates and amount and reference of letter of credit is matched, payment will be made by this bank to the beneficiary on behalf of LC opening bank. That bank is called as a reimbursing bank. Now, confirming bank. This is another party. Confirming bank. Who is confirming bank? Confirming bank gives the additional guarantee to the LC which is opened by another bank. Suppose X is a bank which is very, very small. It doesn't have much credential, good reputation in international market. But still they are into the business of import and export for their clients. If that bank issues the letter of credit, perhaps beneficiary and beneficiary's bank does not believe in this bank which is very small, with a very small capital, ranking is very, very high. Okay? Bad ranking and everything. So under these circumstances, that beneficiary says to supplier, says to the buyer, look here, though you are issuing the bank, issuing the letter of credit through this bank, it may not be acceptable to me because that your bank is very, very small and I am not sure whether you will make the payment on the due date or not, or that bank will pass on the payment to me or not. So under these circumstances, I want your LC should be confirmed by some other bank in other country or in my country, then I will be comfortable. In view of this, the buyer said to his bank, look here, your LC requires, the LC which you will be issuing, requires the confirmation. So you ask your correspondent bank to add your confirmation, that means mention that it is confirmed. Okay, and give an additional guarantee to the beneficiary so that I can make the payment to that, and that party will supply the goods to me. Under these circumstances, the additional guarantee will be provided by another bank who is not either beneficiary bank or not reimbursing bank, or it may not be opener bank, third bank, who undertakes the responsibility to make the payment, negotiate, accept the document under the credit, and in addition to that, it will give an assurance to the beneficiary that payment will be certainly coming to you. So you make payment to them. Okay, so these are some of the parties, that is banks, involved in the international trade, that too particularly letter of credit. Now let us understand the commercial parties. Applicant, beneficiary and second beneficiary are the commercial parties. Banks are advising bank, confirming bank, nominated bank, reimbursing bank. These are the banks which are involved in the letter of credit. Okay. Issuing bank, which is located in the buyer's country and act as per the instruction of the buyer of the goods. Other banks that are located in the different country, maybe seller's country, and perform the different functions of the to facilitate smooth payment beneficiary. And reimbursing bank may be located in the third country so as to effect the payment. So these are the parties to the letter of credit. Having understood the involvement of the different parties in the letter of credit, now let us understand what are the types of letters of credit. Very interesting to see that types of letters of credit. Revocable letter of credit. Revocable letter of credit means whatever the terms and conditions mentioned in the letter of credit as per the agreement entered into by the buyer and supplier of the goods can be changed without consent of each other by the bank. So at any moment, without any notice, without the consent of each party, the terms and conditions will be changed. These terms and conditions will be changed without notice is called as revocable credit. Revocable credit. Generally, 99.99% people are not at all accepting or issuing revocable letter of credit. And all the letter of credit which are issued are silent, whether it is revocable or irrevocable. That is why under UCP 600, UCPDC, it is mentioned that when there is nothing is mentioned on the text of the letter of credit, it is considered that it is irrevocable. It is considered as irrevocable. Right? Next, it is irrevocable letter of credit. Means, in this type of letter of credit, any change, that is amendment to the already worded letter of credit or cancellation of the LC, except it is expired, it is done by the applicant through issuing bank, it must be authenticated by the beneficiary of LC. In short, the terms and conditions of the letter of credit cannot be changed with the consent of other parties is called as irrevocable letter of credit. Confirmed letter of credit. Now, the wording confirmed or confirm like that appears in the text of the letter of credit. When LC is said to be confirmed, when another bank add its additional confirmation or the guarantee for the payment to on payment or to honor a complying presentation at the request of authorization of the issuing bank, this type of LC is more beneficial for the beneficiary as it doubles the guarantee and there is a guarantee of the payment. That is what this type of LC is called as confirmed LC. Another type of letter of credit is the transferable letter of credit. This transferable letter of credit gives an intermediary, that is the first beneficiary of the letter of credit, an opportunity to apply to the bank for transfer of the LC to to another beneficiary, which is called as a second beneficiary. It means normal letter of credit is issued where beneficiary is mentioned, and while issuing the letter of credit itself, it is mentioned as in one of the column, is one of the point that it is transferable. When it is mentioned as transferable, that is an indication to the beneficiary bank, this LC is transferable. When beneficiary, that is supplier of the goods, receive that LC, he says, okay, this LC is transferable. So, if I do not have the goods, I may give it to some other beneficiary and ask him to ship the goods. So, I will transfer this LC to him also. Perfectly all right. It is permitted, and such a kind of wording, whenever it is used in the transfer or transferable, then in that case, this type of LC is called as transferable letter of credit. This transferable letter of credit, while transferring to the second beneficiary at the request of the first beneficiary to his bank, there are certain rights given to the first beneficiary. According to that right given to the beneficiary, it can change certain items while transferring the LC to another beneficiary. One, he can change the amount. Okay? He can change the price which is quoted for the goods. He can change the expiry date of the letter of credit and the last day of goods, and he can change the date of presentation of the document. Now, this will be something different than the original LC, because fresh LC is required to be issued under transferable letter of credit. Same LC cannot be transferred. Fresh LC is required to be issued where? Suppose LC is for $1 million and he wants to transfer it to another beneficiary. Then this $1 million, there may be two parties, or part shipment is permitted under letter of credit. There are two shipments. So 50% part, he will be giving it to one party, 50% part he will be giving to another party. That is second beneficiary. So the first beneficiary, whenever it comes, amount remain as a $50,000. Right? $500,000. $50,000. This $50,000 may be reduced to the extent of, say, $40,000. $40,000. And similar manner to another party also, it is a $40,000. Why? By changing the price and number of documents, number of units to that party. Okay. Once this is changed, then the credit will be advised. Then he will say, you have to ship the goods. When? Whatever earlier date mentioned in the letter of credit, prior to that he will stipulate the date so that he will be comfortable. He will be comfortable from the regulatory point of view. Okay? And delivery of the goods should be much before the earlier date. And presentation of the documentation period to the bank after shipment of the goods will also be much earlier than the actual requirement is. By virtue of these changes, what will happen? The first beneficiary, after shipment is made by the second beneficiaries, he will receive the document and he will replace invoice. He will replace the invoice. For what? For enhancing the price. 40,000 and 40,000 too, that is 80,000 total. He will make the invoices total for 50,000, 50,000, and submit the document according to the original terms and conditions to the bank for the negotiation and claim the amount. Whenever it receives the funds, first what he will do? First he will settle the first and second beneficiary settlement. Whatever residual amount will be left, that will be his pure profit. That will be his pure profit. So without doing anything, simply by replacing the invoice, he can earn much better revenue for his business. This is the beauty of transferable letter of credit. Okay? This is all the benefits of transferable letter of credit is already explained to you. Okay? And there is nothing much beyond to explain what I explained just now. Thank you very much.